Flying Tigers. The famous American volunteer group wing their way across China for the last time as volunteers. For 8 months, these Chinese signs have been the only insignia of the most spectacular and efficient fighting force in aviation history. Now, wearing the emblem of their native land, the U.S. Air Force, they become regular officers with American flying forces fighting in China. A Jap flag for every plane shot down. 200 in less than 4 months. Leader of the volunteers, Brigadier General Cheneau, now promoted to command all American flying forces in China. Here he outlines the field of operations. With flags and souvenirs, a grateful Chinese people pay simple tribute to the airmen who have done so much to clear the skies over their embattled land. Clearing the skies for much-needed supplies. Supplies which in turn are exchanged for the valuable raw products of China. Losing no time, the new command plots the strategy of attack. By an elaborate far-flung system of Chinese listening posts, word is flashed, Japanese planes on the way, and the red ball goes up over the field. Signal for pilots to take to their ships. The Flying Tigers going into action for the first time in the uniforms of Uncle Sam. Newly assigned pilots go with the veterans, schooled in the fighting tactics Cheneau has proven superior. Roaring aloft, they seek the enemy, their flying general still at the controls. The new American Air Force over China, carrying on the tradition of the famous Flying Tigers. First pictures of the famous Yankee Flying Tigers in China. For many months, their bullets held open the Burma Road, beating a deadly tattoo upon the planes of Japan's Air Force. Former Army, Navy, Marine officers, transport pilots, they're the last of the world's soldiers of fortune. Today, they're a part of America's flying forces fighting the Battle of China. Volunteering before the United States entered the war, these amazing young men have astounded the world with their deeds of heroism and daring. Their leader, 50-year-old General Claire Cheneau, for 5 years advisor to the Chinese Air Force. His knowledge of Japanese aerial tactics he passed along to his American volunteers. Taking off from airfields literally paved by hand, the Tigers score for their first 90 days of fighting 470 Jap planes for 15 of the volunteers. 50 grinning Tiger Shark planes, wired together with spare parts from 50 more, were all they had to start with. Fighting in teams of two, they concentrate their firepower. One reason for their amazing success against seemingly impossible odds. General Cheneau mapping the aerial raids the Japs fear above all. American Flying Tigers.